you know, I've lived here 20 years, even though it's on sinking land and everything, while I'm here, you know, it's okay.
For 20 years, Miriam Riggs has watched the waters rise around her house and flow slowly up her street. On the bay in Accomack County, she lives in one of two of the lowest places on Virginia's eastern shore. Most of Riggs's neighbors moved to higher ground, some 60 years ago.
They used to grow onions and field crops here. Across the street, they had a watermelon field. One time, you know, this time of year, it was late summer, early fall, and the tide came in and all the watermelons started floating away and floating down the street and everything.
When Riggs bought her house, she had no idea the property flooded.
It was kind of depressing at first to realize everything that I had invested in this property is liable to be just be washed away at some point.
She elevated her house with a FEMA grant, but with each storm or seasonal high tide, the water moved higher up her road, silently creeping around her house. Now she knows when it's coming, so she parks her car on higher ground.
I had to make a conscious choice over the years. Am I going to stay here and cope with this, adapt to it, or am I going to move to higher ground?
She shopped for houses inland, but decided to stay. An artist, she's documented changes on her property. Her freshwater pond where box turtles thrived is now salt water, occupied by blue crabs. The walk down to her cove is littered with dead trees, some standing as sentinels of climate change. In the distance, a bald eagle has built a nest in the remaining tall pine.
I had apple trees in the yard. They died.
Elliot White Jr. is doing postdoctoral research at the University of Virginia on the loss of coastal forests along the Gulf and Atlantic coasts. Pine, cedar, gum, bald cypress, magnolia, and oak make up most of those forests. To illustrate the impact of coastal forests lost in these regions of the U.S., he refers to a NASA study of 16 years of data on the loss of mangrove trees, which are considered coastal defenders.
So just in the United States alone, over a similar time period, we've lost six times as much coastal forest as we've lost mangroves globally. So that kind of, at least for me, paints a very vivid picture of the scale and the magnitude of the problem that's going on.
Not much can be done to stop salt water from killing forests in a natural setting.
In some ways, we have to become comfortable with a certain amount of forest that we're going to lose and just understand it. Addressing climate change is something that it's not going to happen in the individual lifetime. Like, we've started the momentum, and it's going to take a long time to truly slow it down. So that's a multi-generation challenge.
Riggs said she likely won't be able to pass her property on to her children, but remains comfortable with her decision to live with the rising waters.
Anytime that we human beings want to live this close to nature, we have to live with the understanding and with the conscious knowledge that we are putting ourselves in peril to some extent, and we have to be prepared not to fight nature or try to put up bulkheads or fill in the marsh, but we have to embrace the changes that are coming our way.
From the Eastern Shore, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.